Ryan, which isn't his real name, is addicted to heroin. He wished to remain anonymous, but he wanted to share his story, which began at age 14 when a friend offered him hydrocodone. The 25-year-old was only 9 when his mom passed away from cancer, and though he'd gone to counseling, he never found a way to deal with the trauma.
I never felt like I had the breakthrough in dealing with that grief, you know, because I was just so young and not able to process it all. So I took to just acting like everything was okay and hiding those feelings.
The drugs took the edge off his depression. Eventually, he started using heroin, which he says is, quote, everywhere in Springfield if you're looking for it. It's an expensive addiction that can cost him up to $100 a day. Most of what can be bought on the street is $30 for a single dose, he says, and a heavy user will dose 2 to 4 times a day. But it's something he says his body needs now.
To imagine not using heroin in some ways feels a lot like imagining yourself never eating again.
He's not too concerned about additives that could be mixed in with the drugs he gets. Sometimes dealers sell heroin spiked with a synthetic opiate substitute, fentanyl, which carries a much higher risk of fatal overdose. He's more concerned about something else.
It sounds messed up, but, you know, the additive that makes it stronger is less of a concern than if I was buying something that had been cut to make it weaker, you know, and to not get that, to be throwing my money away on something that is useless or has been cut so much that it doesn't provide that relief that I'm looking for.
He wants to eventually find a way to quit. He says he has people in his life who, quote, care about me and that I care about very much. When his girlfriend discovered he was addicted to heroin, she thought about leaving.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I'm surprised I didn't. He's just great. And I'm confident, one of the reasons is I'm confident that he's going to get better. So I'm not going to give up because I feel like he makes my life better.
She worries all the time that the next dose might kill him. He hates knowing that he's hurting those he cares about, but he says there's a lot of anxiety about starting down the road to recovery.
You know, once you've tried something so many times and had failures, it's easy to develop a mental block. And then there's the chemistry side of the addiction where, you know, your brain is accustomed to this reward of using heroin, and you feel like it becomes almost a second hunger.
He was able to get off heroin for about 2.5 years while getting methadone-assisted treatment at a Springfield clinic, but he stopped going when he went through relationship issues, and eventually he began using heroin again. He missed a recent appointment to return to the clinic. Sally Gibson, Vice President of Addiction Services at Burrell Behavioral Health, says drug addiction is a medical disease, not a moral failing. According to Gibson, drugs physiologically change the body.
Just like a diabetic, if they are insulin dependent, they may be on insulin the rest of their life. However, there are some people that can monitor it with diet and exercise. There are some people that may just need a medication. So it's the same thing with drug addiction.
At Burrell, she says they treat not just the addiction, but the whole person. Treatment consists of educating patients about the drug and what it does to their body, prescribing medicine if necessary to help manage opioid addiction, group and individual therapy and education classes, focusing on life skills.
How do you identify emotions? What do you do with those emotions? I'm amazed at the number of people who don't even know when they're getting angry. We talk about just life skills in general. How do you handle family stuff? How do you handle job items? How do you handle money management?
There are several options for those who are seeking help. Day treatment is 6 days a week, 8 to 9 hours a day, sometimes with residential support, and there are 2 levels of outpatient treatment. According to Gibson, the longer a person is able to not use and get their brain clear and focus on skills they need to learn, the easier it is to say no. Ryan is optimistic he can beat his addiction one day. His girlfriend reminds him of the personal possessions he sold to buy heroin, like his music and his guitar, that he can one day replace if he stops using the drug. According to Ryan, addiction is something he'll always struggle with, but he thinks if he can get past the withdrawal symptoms and focus on his spiritual side and other things besides the next high, he might be able to get his life back. An event tonight in Springfield hosted by Community Partnership will explore the growing opioid problem. It starts at 6 at the Greene County Archives Building, 1126 North Boonville, and will feature four panelists, including Missouri State Representative Holly Rader, Greene County Prosecutor Dan Patterson, Jim Farrell, Director of the Springfield School Police Department, and Dr. Kurt Bravada, who specializes in addiction treatment. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.